Yoichlu. You can continue eating. Dozing off is not considered like shinumokum. Mashenka near the move, you fell asleep completely, then la yoichlu, then la yoichlu. Then you can't eat anymore. Then la, yeah. Then la yoichlu, right? Yes, yes, la yoichlu. Then la yoichlu. Even only a few of you fell asleep. Once you fell asleep, you can't eat when you wake up. The korban pesach yes the chatzos halayla. You're not allowed to eat the korban pesach yes the chatzos. Therefore, it's like tummy ready, and it's matami yes yadayim. Shashvam, ha-pesach ha-katay nam yadayim, te-evele noyser, mechatzais v'yelech, for rabon in gozo ala noyser, tam yes yadayim, k'lepor shan b'gmar. His Al Mish knows that you don't need to come and pesach only until chatzais. After chatzais is already noyser, and with rabon in any meat that's left over after the time and now I'll eat it, has a din tumor on it, that if you touch it, matami your hands. That's why Mishnah says that after chatzais already, it's matami yes yadayim. And the reason is because it's a din with the rabbanon that any pigle, any meat of kachim that's possible now, or noisa left over the time, now with the rabbanon has a din tumor on it. A korban of the Tanah of Mishnah holds, you can't eat the korban after chatzos. And that's how chumra also to try and eat the afikomen before chatzos also. Because the after chatzos is not the zman of the korban pesach anymore. Rabbi Yaisi is at Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi Yoimer. Nisnam no yoichlo. If they fell asleep, you could continue, if they dozed off, you could continue eating. Near the moon, they fell asleep. Lo yechlu, you can't continue reading. So they were hechi dominus namnu. What's considered some dozing off? What's this middle case of you didn't fall asleep, you're just dozing off? Omer Ravashi, nim v'loy nim. You're like awake and not awake. You're sleeping and not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir. You're awake and not awake. You're in between. Dozing off, like we would call it. What does that mean? Kagoyin de korelei v'yoni. If you call him and say, Yanko, he'll say, yeah, I'm here. For La Yodala Durisvar, if he asked the reasoning, what's Shan this place is here, he won't be able to tell to you. That much he's not awake. The Chimitkurle, but when you remind him, don't you remember what you said, Mitkur will remind himself. That's this middle madrega of dozing off, that you're a little bit awake and not completely awake. And that's not called the Hesachadas. For that, you can continue eating. Abayir had the Yosef Kaimi the Rabba. Abayir was sitting in front of Rabba. Chose the Konimnim. Rabbi saw that Rabba was like dozing off. Omale, he said, Nimnin ko nimnimar, are you dozing off? Omale, nimnumnin ko menamnin, I'm dozing off. Utanayin, we learned in our Mishnah, nisnam lo yoichlu, that only dozing off, that you can still continue reading. It's not so bad yet. Near the mula yoichlu, only if I fall asleep, that's when I can't continue reading. But like my Rabbi said, I know this din. Therefore, I'll be careful just to doze off and not to fall asleep. After we started eating after Kaiman already, he was dozing off. Nimno Yechlu, Tanan. Avlimu Yoshin, Afidu Ulavada, Shuvlu Hoyoichel. It's Filo Krab Yasi. The Armanir Dumar Filo Mitsosin Yechlu. He also Krab Yasi. That if you would fall asleep, even if only one person falls asleep, you cannot continue eating anymore. But dozing off, that's alright. What? No, only him. No, Vada, only him. The rest of the Vada could.
You know, just about before, we said that the Shalabat, about the first eating matzev, that's the mitzvah, and the afikomen is on the zechel korban pesach. Really, that's the way we hold. That the first matzah we eat at the beginning of the Suda, that's l'shem mitzvah's matzah. And that we eat the afikomen, the matzah at the end, that's really only zechel matzah, the zechel for the korban pesach. But how will Adin the Achrenim bring down that when you eat the afikomen, like a tchil, it's good to eat two kizaisim. Two kizayis of matzah then. One should be zecha for the korban pesach, and one should be zecha for the matzah that was eaten with the korban pesach. In other words, the reason why we do the afikomen is lizikaron of eating of the korban pesach, which then, when they ate the korban pesach, they used to eat two things. They used to eat the matzah and the korban pesach. So that's why the katchila is try and take two kizayisim when you eat the afikomen by pesach by night. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Real by the two dots, this last part of the mission is said that Ha Pesach Achar Chatzos is Metame Es Yodayim. Is the Korban Pesach after Chatzos Halayla Balel Pesach, it's Metame Es Yodayim, means that it's already nicer, you're not allowed to eat the meat anymore. and therefore midrabbanan has a din to metame your hands, like the Mishnah ends off that ha pigel viha noise metame mes yodayim. That pigel, if the kohen had the wrong machshava, the shashi brought the korban, he made it into pigel, or else viha noise with the kohenim left over the meat overnight when they didn't eat it in time, is it became noise the meat. So the Mishnah says metame mes yodayim. It's midrabbanan. The rabbanan gave it a din tuma on this meat. That if you touch the meat, your hands become tummy. And therefore, it's matame es yodayim. The Gemara says, Ha pesach achar chatzos matame es yodayim. Alma, what do we see? Me chatzos hevelei noiser. From chatzos midnight, pesach by night, the korban pesach becomes noiser, and you can't eat it anymore. So Rashbam Bavon's eye will see the pasuk says, Lezisiru menu ad boiker. That's a little... Yeah, that's the Bible says. Amu mechatzayis hevelei noiser. The more man tana, who's this tana? Amu Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The tanya we learned. The pasuk says, V'ochlu es habosa balayil hazeh. There's a mitzvah, the korban pesach, eat the meat at night time. This night, balayil hazeh. Is Rav Elazar ben Azariah oimer. Nema kan balayil hazeh. It says here, by achilas korban pesach, the word balayil hazeh. That's the mitzvah this night. V'nemel ha'olim says before by Makas Bechoris, the Yavarti b'Yaretz Mitzrayim b'Layil Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim Ovis, is going to go through the Mitzrayim and kill out all the Bechorim b'Layil Hazeh. So Mal ha'olim, just like Makas Bechoris, when did it take place? Mal ha'olim ad Chatzos, it was by Chatzos, that's when there was the Makas Bechoris, is Av Kan ad Chatzos. Who had been here also? The mitzvah that says, V'ochlu es habosa b'Layil Hazeh, to eat the meat tonight. What does tonight mean? Up until Chatzos. After Chatzos, the Pesach is posel. It becomes noiser and he can't eat it anymore. So Rashbam Mavon, the kash really is, how could you say that? The Pesach says, Loisisiru menu ad boiker. You can't leave over the korban until the next morning. Alma ad boiker lehevi noiser. The chur up until the next morning, it's not noiser. Poshtas mashmi to eat the korban all night. So the Mishnah's Demara says, it's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The nafkale mikron, the achilas pesach ad chatzos. Only up until chatzos you can eat it. Ume chatzos have a noiser. After chatzos midnight, the meat becomes noiser. I behind the chsil was a simmer menu ad boiker. Why does the pasuk say only you can't leave it all until the next morning? Mashma, the whole night time you can eat it? No, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it only means l'sreif also. It's come to tell you when is the mitzvah to burn the meat. The ad boiker lav basreifu. Up until the next morning, there's no mitzvah to burn it. After chatzos halayla, you're not allowed to eat it. It's nicer. It's matames yadayim. When is the mitzvah to burn it? That's first the next morning. That's Pshat according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara Omar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he said back to him, Va'aloi nemar chipozin. The pasuk says chipozin. That means pasuk you could eat the korban pesach ad shas chipozin. Up until the time of chipozin means when the Yidden started to go out of Mitzrayim and they went out first b'yayim. They didn't go out at night time. They first went out b'yayim. So therefore, Rashbam says shas chipozin shenech pesulose. They got fatumot. They started to go out very fast. Fa'ainu omer ha'shachar. That's the morning star. Kedechsev leitaitzu ish mipesach beis liyad boiker. You should not go out of your house at night time until the next morning. So they first went out of Mitzrayim next morning. So this is Rabbi Kiva's Raya, that you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach up until the next morning. In Cain, if so, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ma Tamuloyma Balayla, why does the Pesach say Balayla Mashmoni at night time? So I said like this, Yochol, I would think, Yei Necho Kekodishim, B'yoyim, I would think the Korban Pesach, when do you bring it? You bring it on Erev Pesach, that's the Zman Shchita. So I would think a regular Korban, you're allowed to eat it that day and that night. So I would think Erev Pesach also you could eat the Korban Pesach. The day that the korban is brought, maybe you'll not eat it. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Balaylo, balaylo hu necho v'yeinay necho b'yoyim." Only at night time, you can't eat it on erev Pesach after Chatzos Hayoyim, but you have to wait till it comes Laylo, till it comes Yom Tov. At night time, then you could eat the korban Pesach. That's why the pasuk says "Balaylo." For the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, "Hai hazeh mayobedle." What does Rabbi Kiva do with the word "halaylo hazeh"? Though that was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha. It says "halaylo hazeh" this night to learn out from Makas Pechoris that hazeh means up until Chatzos. So according to Rabbi Kiva,
just to say the word Laila, that's good to teach us you can't eat the carbon by Yom and Erev Pesach, you have to wait till nighttime. But why does the Potek say Hazir? And the Gemara, Miboyelei Lemutei Laila Acher. Laila Acher Udiyosa. It's come to tell us that you cannot eat the carbon the next night, the second night. Why? Because I would have thought, Hoyelo Pesach Kochim Kalim. Pesach is only a carbon of a Kochim Kalim. It's Doimus of carbon Shlomim. Now, Ushlomim Kochim Kalim. Shlomim also has a din like Kochim Kalim. So I would think, Ma Shlomim Necholim, Lishne Yomim. For Laila Echo, just like a regular carbon Shlomim, the din is, you're allowed to eat it the day you bring it, you could eat it that night, and you could eat it the whole next day also. Hey, it's 2 days and one night, that's the inyan of a carbon Shlomim. As I would think, Af Pesach, Ukim Leilois Bamokim Yomim. Who are din by carbon Pesach? So true, the Torah says on Erev Pesach, the day you brought it, you can't eat it that day, only at night. So I would think, though, by Korban Pesach, the Torah changed around the nighttime to daytime. There's a regular Korban Shlomim, you could eat it 2 days, and the night in between. So maybe Korban Pesach is the 2 nights you could eat it. True, the day in between, maybe not. But I call upon it, maybe the 2 nights, the first night of Pesach, and the second night you could also eat it. V'yeinechal l'shnei leilois v'yeinechot. You should eat it the 2 nights, and the 1 day in between. Because of Rachmana, that's what the Torah had to say, according to Rabbi Kiva, Hazeh. Tell us, Halaylo Hazeh, only the night of Pesach, that's the night to eat the carbon. How long is the night? The whole night, according to Rabbi Kiva. Up until Amar HaShachar, you will not eat it. Why does it say Halaylo Hazeh? To tell us, not the next night.
Yeah.
Rav Lozzer ben Azaya, what does he do? Omaloch. He says no. The pasuk says clearly, you can't leave over the meat until the next morning. But see, clearly, once it comes the next morning, it's already nicer. So from here I know you cannot eat it tomorrow night. So I don't need the pasuk alayla hazeh to teach us only tonight and not tomorrow night. From this pasuk of Miloy Sasiru ad boike, you can't leave it over until the next morning. I know that after tonight you can't eat it. You cannot eat it. So why does the pasuk say halaylo hazeh? The teachers of Lima to learn now from Makas Pachoris. That halaylo hazeh means only up until Chatzos and not further. If we have a kiva, omloch, why doesn't the kiva learn now from this pasuk? He says, Eloi koser rachmon hazeh, if the pasuk wouldn't have said halaylo hazeh, to teach us only this night and not the next night, the question is, what do I need this for? It says clearly, you can't leave it over till the next morning. So I know once it comes the next morning, you can't eat it anymore. No. The Kiva says, half a minute I would have thought. My biker, what does the pasuk say, don't leave it over to the next morning? I would think biker sheni. It means the second morning. In other words, maybe a carbon pesach you could eat that night, and you could eat the next night also. When does it become nicer? Only the next morning. That's what I would have thought. That's why the pasuk has to say, halaylo hazeh, that the carbon pesach you could only eat this night, but not tomorrow morning, not tomorrow night. But how long tonight, according to Rabbi Kiva? The whole night is kosher to eat the carbon pesach. For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer answers back, no. Kol heicha dikos diksiv boiker, boiker rishinu. Usually when a terrorist says the word boiker, it means the first morning. So the pasuk says, lo yisasiru remenu wad boiker. The carbon pesach you cannot leave over till the next morning. From here I see that the carbon can only be eaten this night and not tomorrow night. So why does the pasuk say, halaylo hazeh? The teacher's only up until chatzos halaylo, and not more. Yeah. So this is the famous machlokes between Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya and Rabbi Kiva. And our mission here, Lechur, is a Stam Mishnah, like Rav Lozzer ben Azaya, that our Mishnah says, after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach becomes Posel. So, Lechur, that's one good start to Posel, like Rav Lozzer ben Azaya. But the Stam Mishnah here, we had a Stam Mishnah before also said like that. That says also, like Rav Lozzer ben Azaya, that at Chatzos, after comes Posel. So that's the Shiloh and Allah, how do we pass him? Tosfos says, though, but he can't say clearly like this, because there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says Stam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Kiva. It holds there, it says that Zeh Klal, Kol Dovashir, Mitzvasa B'layla, is kosher Kol Alayla. Anything that's kosher at night is kosher the whole night time. La'asuya Achilas Tzochim. That there's a Stam Mishnah that say that Pesach you could eat throughout the whole night time. Ud Loik Rav Loza Ben Azaya. Hey, so there's a Stam Mishnah in Megillah that holds like a Bekiva. And there's two Stam Mishnahs here in Tzochim that holds like Rav Loza Ben Azaya. So therefore, a Klorah Pesach we don't have. That's why the Rishonim always say, L'chatchila, you're supposed to try your best to eat the afikomen, Pesach by night, before Chatzos. because we eat the afikoimin zecher l'korban Pesach, and we should be choshes l'chachila to Rav Lozer ben Azayi Shitom to say it's only kosher up until chatzos. After chatzos is normal korban Pesach. And the Rosh also brings down Rabbeinu Tam was also makpid to eat even the afikoimin before chatzos. Stay to be yitzar Rav Lozer ben Azayi Shitom, because there are two stam mishnas here like that. Rosh Levitin, another chiddush. Omar Rava. Ochol matzah bizman hazeh. If somebody eats matzah nowadays, we don't have a korban Pesach, we only have the mitzvah matzah d'oraisa. Acha chatzos. What about if you eat matzah bizman hazeh nowadays after chatzos balayla b'leil Pesach? Is look Rava. L'Rav Lozer ben Azayah lo yotzi deicha bosei. According to Rav Lozer ben Azayah, you're not yotzah the mitzvah matzah. Just like you're not yotzah the mitzvah korban Pesach after chatzos, who adin, you're not yotzah mitzvah matzah. For the more pshita, like what's Rava's chiddush? Of course, the chivon the iskosh the Pesach ke Pesach dami. The pasuk says al matzah sumorim yachluhu. You're supposed to eat the matzah and the morah with the korban Pesach. So there's a hekesh to matzah to Pesach. But just like the korban Pesach is only kosher up until chatzos, after that it's possible according to Rav Lozer ben Azayah is who adin matzah pshita. So Rava says pshita no. Ma the time I would think ho afke kro meakesha. L'chur, for that hekesh alone, matzah b'zman hazeh should only be midrabbonim. Because b'zman hazeh, since we don't have a korban Pesach, so that hekesh we don't have anymore. Just like we say morer b'zman hazeh is only midrabbonim. Because morer is midrais only when we have the korban Pesach. But now there's no korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah morer either. Why do we say that matzah is midraisa? Because there's a new pasuk of the area of teich l'matzah we had before. There's a new pasuk to say that matzah is nogei even when we don't have a korban Pesach. So therefore, since it's a new pasuk, I would think, the Torah took it out of that first hekish. We don't learn out matzah today from Dumya the Pesach, but matzah today is from a new pasuk of the era of Teich L'Matzos. So I would think the new pasuk you could eat it any time of the night, even after Chatzos, Kamash Malon. That's where Rav's Chiddush no like that. The Chiyahadra Krom, when the pasuk says the era of Teich L'Matzos, to put the Chi of Matzah back in, that Bezman is there, that the Chi of Fit Matzah, is L'Milse Kamaisa Hadri. The Torah puts it back to the same way it was at the time when there was a Korban Pesach. So just like when we had a Korban Pesach Chitam, you could only eat the Matzah. Kol Zaman, you could eat the Pesach, which is only up until Chatzos. So like Rava, Bezman is there, the same thing. According to Rav Loza ben Azayah, if you eat the Matzah after Chatzos, you're not Yetzis Matzah. So that's why the Chatzchila is brought in Lalocha. You're supposed to try and eat the matzah for sure before Chatzos. And the Chiddush is even the Afikoman also. Because we've spoken out yesterday, as Mashmal Lalocha, we hold that the first Kazayis matzah we eat Pesach B'night with Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah. That's our Mitzvahs Matzah. That that we eat Afikoman, that's only Zechel Korban Pesach. We eat the Afikoman. So if you want to eat the Afikoman for Zechel Korban Pesach, so Lachura, according to Rav Lezer ben Azayim, the Pesach was only up until Chatzos. After Chatzos is normal Korban Pesach. So according to Rav Lezer ben Azayah, Pshita, our Afikoman, has to be eaten before Chatzos. If you can't make it, but the Eved, you say Mechon Yabakiv Yishitim. They know that the Korban Pesach is kosher up until the next morning, and you can do the mitzvah. But the Chatzchil, you're supposed to try and eat even the Afikoman before Chatzos. Because our eating the Afikoman is Zeichel Korban Pesach. And not by the Loch, that's why it's brought down with Shas, we eat the Afikoman, that the Chatzchil, you're supposed to try and eat two Kizaisim then. Because just like this man, they had the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah was to eat matzah and Pesach together. So if we eat the Afikoman Zechel Korban Pesach, with the Korban Pesach, there was matzah there also. So the Chorin bring down the Chatzchila, you should try and eat two Kizaisim, v'shas the Afikoman. One is for the matzah, and one is for the Pesach. That's the way they ate it then. Why don't you have to eat more also then? I don't know. The Chorin, this should be a kash, you have to eat more also then. If you want to do Zechel Korban Pesach, so v'shas the other Pesach, they have matzah, more and Pesach together. The Chur B'Shach Afikoman, you have to have more also. Right, basically. But Kol Ponim, the Achronim say, you should try and eat two Kizayim then. Right. Ha-Pigol V'Ha-Noise Metames Yadayim. There's another Chur also, that Tosh Shittur is, that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that the Korban Pesach is kosher the whole Laila, but at Kol Ponim, there's the first Mishnah in Brochus that says that Midrabonim, there's a Achokah, not to do anything after Chatzos. Even though the din is like Krishma is kosher kol alayla, but midrabbanan though as hachoka, you should not do it after chatzos. So these Rishonim learn even according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is only saying midiraisa the korban pesach is kosher the whole night, but midrabbanan though you're not supposed to eat the korban pesach after chatzos. So according to this, you have nobody to really to be soimich to eat the korban, to eat the afikoman after chatzos. But the other shittas are not like that. That this hachoka the gadin does not go on the korban pesach.
According to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach the whole night time. So for the Yevid, if you don't make Yachmi Koyma by Chatzos, you sign the Rabbi Kiva sheet to say that the whole night time is kosher to eat the Pesach, and the Mela Awafi Koyman is Zechel Korban Pesach, you could also eat it throughout the whole night. Ha Pigol V'Yanoisim Atamas Yudayim. So Mishnah says, what, if you have a Korban that's Pigol, that means the Koyan had the wrong Machshavis, that he thought he was going to eat the Korban the wrong time, so he made the Korban Pigol, or else for Nois, you left the meat overnight, it became nicer, it's Matamas Yudayim. Samara says, Rav Huna V'Rav Chizda. They both say a Svara. Chadama, one says, Mishum Chashu Dekuna. The reason why the Rabbanan said this meat now is Tomei, that if you touch it, it's Matama your hands, it's Mishum Chashu Dekuna. We're afraid the Kohanim would do things wrong, which is what Rashbam says about him, Chamishum Chashu Dekuna, the Kama Forest Ja Pigul Koi. That's a Svara for Pigul. We don't want the Kohanim to have the wrong Machshavas when they do the Avodah, so like you say, if you're going to have the wrong Machshav, you make a Pigul, we're going to make your hands Tomei. Therefore, Kohanim won't want to do this. The Chadam, as some say, Mishum Atzul Lekuna, because the Kohanim were too lazy. Not to make the Kohanim should not be lazy, we said, if you're lazy, and you're not going to eat the meat throughout the night, leave it over the next morning, you were too lazy to eat it, we're going to make it that when you touch it now, it's going to be Matam of your hands. So, that's the story why by Nicer, they made this Tumas Yadayim. So, Chadam, and another Machoikis is, Chadam Kezayis. How much meat do you have to have here if you touch this Matam of your hands? One says there's enough if you only have a Kezayis, an olive worth of either pigul or noiser. The chadam the kebetzim. No, you have to have the size of the meat, the size of an egg. What's the machlekes? That chad tono a pigul, the chad tono a noiser. Really.